Welcome into the bar. This is Barroom Heroes. I feel like I was just in a bar fight. No, nothing? All right. So, this is Barroom Heroes, guys. This is our sports comedy podcast on the Punch Drunk Sports Network, part of all things comedy. How's everybody doing? My name is Kevin Elliott, and sitting next to me is...
Chris Centeni.
What's up, Chris? How are you?
Oh, you know, man, I'm just chilling.
You always are chilling. And then, on the ones and twos, we've got Where Did You Come From? Where Did You Go? Where Did You Come From? Stat Guy Joe.
Hey, Kevin. 1998 called. Just kidding. No one wants to talk to you.
Such an idiot. Joe, what are you drinking?
I'm a little under the weather today, so I'm drinking a scotch, trying to knock that out.
Scotch tape.
He's drinking a glass. He's on fire, guys. He's on fire.
He's on fire.
Drinking a glass of melted down scotch tape.
I don't think it's going to help, man. It's going to make your intestines.
You should throw some scotch bonnets. Throw some scotch bonnet peppers in your scotch. My scotch is scotched.
It's actually a wood varnish.
It's just like oak?
It's lacquer. It's
scotch. Yeah, scotch lacquer. Whatever.
Nice reference.
Thanks.
Guys, all right. What is up, dudes? Big week. Sports week. Actually, we're recording, and in just about an hour, Blackhawks are playing the Coyotes, so Chris is interested.
I'm very interested.
UCLA is in town in Tempe playing ASU at 8 o'clock, but can't go to the game because we have a show.
So, we have stuff to do. We're responsible about this.
If you're listening to this, go to Monkey Pants in Tempe right now. Listen to the rest of the episode while you're driving. But tomorrow night...
Considering this is definitely a live stream.
No, I'm saying after. It'll be uploaded. It uploads really quick.
It'll be uploaded 15 minutes before the show.
Max. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get in your car and go. But if you don't get this till Friday, which most people don't, go to Rum Runners in Phoenix. Kind of Central Phoenix or something? I don't know. I have no idea where it is.
Phoenix. Just say Phoenix, dude. Right. Don't play games.
Rum Runners is what it's called. That's where Chris and I will be. We're going to tell jokes out loud to people. We're working on some new stuff. So come on out and tell us if it's good or bad. Help us edit.
It'll be good.
And then Saturday, go to Toso's in North Phoenix.
That's very accurate. North Phoenix.
Yeah. See Chris Centeni performing with Dave Stone.
I'm real pumped for that.
You should be.
That's going to be a good
such
time.
Such a fun show.
Got my tickets last night.
Nice.
On SeatGeek, what he did was he put in the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. I screwed up
everything. Speaking of our promoter, SeatGeek, if you're interested in seeing a comedy show that isn't ours, you can go see Chris Rock for $54, and that is without the promo code.
That's not bad. Probably top row, right?
That brings you down to 34?
To see Chris Rock. And if that's too expensive, guess what? Use that promo code on JoJo. She'll be at
JoJo's still around?
The Livewire Theater, February 25th, for $46 without that promo code.
Livewire's in Old Town. It's like a bar.
Yeah.
I haven't been inside, but it looks
real
big.
I almost went because Huey Lewis in the News was playing there. Ooh. But tickets, like the cheapest ticket was like $180, and I did not have the promo code.
I was going to say, got to use
Punch
that promo
Drunk
code.
From SeatGeek.
Yeah. Use that promo code.
I put that promo code on everything just to see, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what's up, Papa John's? Promo code Punch Drunk. What do you have for me? And they were like,
guess what? Free sausage.
It's still the same.
And they cancel my order every time. Also, if you're listening to this show on a Friday,
yeah,
you missed a hell of a show at Monkey Pants last
night. Oh, man, that Monkey Pants show was crazy.
Crushed it.
Can't believe our bits worked. Good.
Wall-to-wall laughter.
Yeah.
There was like a riot. People were so excited. Well,
you probably saw it on the news this morning. Yeah. All right. And also, last show this week, Sunday, February 26th, at Stand Up Live is the big one. This one is the one that I have been waiting for my entire
life.
No, like my entire week.
No, I'm serious, dude. I'm looking. Yeah.
Are you going?
I'm. Yeah.
You are?
That's the plan. Unless I die in between.
Don't say it. God forbid.
Look.
You just haven't confirmed. Like, Joe knows I'm going.
If you die, they know I'm friends with you, so they're going to use your death against me in Snapchat.
So,
man.
You can't do
so
that.
I'll stay all the way alive.
Yeah. Joe's comedy killed Chris, and people laugh, and you and I are like, no.
That's my friend. It's not funny. Too it's soon. Really soon. It really is I saw, too soon. I saw this killer joke. Someone was insane enough to put their snap about somebody else on Facebook to them.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
So I was thinking about blowing up all of those on the podcast so they're not usable anymore.
We did I was here last night hanging with Joe before the show at the Grid. And
thanks for the invite, guys.
You were invited.
No, that's pretty fucked up. We didn't say anything to him.
I wouldn't have come, but
I just told Joe I was coming over. Yeah. I literally did. My text to him was like, just a heads up, I'm coming over.
And I was like, man, I kind of came home sick today, trying to like get a nap in. But all right, whatever.
Yeah, no, dude, I was here on the bright.
I'll just pour a scotch and get through it.
Yeah, but we recorded a podcast episode, a bonus episode for this, and it's Joe going over all his jokes for everyone and putting them in order.
It'll probably never be released.
It won't ever be. It really won't.
Well,
unless there's a high demand, it probably won't.
I was just trying to figure out the order for everybody.
Yeah, God, man, some of these, like I was crying last.
I just want to throw out there for reference to the listeners that I was looking up different socks on the internet while this was going on.
Dude, I'm sorry.
So,
did you buy any?
I bought no socks.
Oh, were you looking at team socks or like?
No. That's even sadder.
No, I was on.
You're
like,
just looking at like white. I was at.
You just
twosies.
Had wasted
I was
at, sock shopping time.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I was at REI. Like, do I want?
Oh my god, dude! You outdoor store online for socks?
Yeah, I did the opposite of what they want me to do. I stayed inside, did not venture out anywhere. And I was on there, and I was like, these are supposed to wick sweat. And then I had like cross-referencing with the Red Wing store and Duluth Trading Company.
What do you need these crazy socks for? You're not even leaving the house.
Honest to God, I'm a sweaty dude, so anything that can wick sweat is appropriate.
They use it as rags.
Dude, what's the – they have those underwear. Dude, first of all, let me sidetrack real quick. Duluth Trading Company, they have these underwear that are like – supposed to be next level comfortable. Like you'd think like guys who work as like iron workers would not care about their underwear, but dude, they gush on their page. Like they're like, this is the softest pair of underwear I ever had in my life.
That's weird phrasing, but yeah.
Right? And then I found out that they have these jeans that are called ballroom jeans. Right?
Go
and they
on.
Have a gusset in the crotch.
What's so a gusset?
It's like an extra piece of cloth so that your nuts don't get crushed by your jeans. Hence ballroom. I just thought they were like fancy hick jeans.
No, dude, I got the reference right away because I'm a genius.
They're dancer underwear.
Yeah, I was like, oh wow, these are jeans for the ballet dancer that has a size 52
waist. Oh, so you can't
waist.
See it in the old Leo,
but it's not. It's for guys who got elongated nuts.
Oh, Ari Shaffir.
It was just amazing. So anyway, that's what I did last night. I'm glad the jokes went well though.
Yeah, no, they were.
I had a buddy awesome. Try to take a product to market.
Dick.
And it wasn't called ballroom. It was called, it was like
tap
like,
dance.
No, it was like crotch pourri or something. Cause it was potpourri for your nuts.
Crip walking.
So this is what it was.
I don't hate the idea.
It was
when
like,
you first say it,
you know how in boxer briefs in the, fabric, there's like a little pocket underneath the nuts. Like
oh my God.
Where the
dude,
seam
yes.
is. It was like a little packet. You could slip in there so that as the day went on and your nuts got sweaty, that area got sweaty, that this thing is, would release a flavor or like a smell.
A
like
flavor. A flavor?
No, a smell. Like freshly baked cookies or whatever. So that,
snickerdoodle?
Yeah, so that when you get home and you take your pants off, it's not like a sweaty, gross mess. It's like, I want cinnamon buns.
Seriously,
it's an interesting
how did this
choice
product
of food
not take
for that
off?
Underwear.
Because it was, a thing of potpourri that you put in your boxers.
You could, couldn't you just go and like get like a bag of, celestial seasonings,
some
tea,
just some Gray Earl tea, and stuff it in your boxers. Yeah,
yeah.
Have you guys ever something about married yourself?
What's up?
Have you ever something about married yourself?
I have no idea.
Got cum on my ear?
No ass.
I was like, whoa.
No,
I have
like
not.
Like zipped up your zipper too quick and it hit your penis?
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
Oh my God, dude. I did it last week. I mean, it's split second. It's fucking
It's horrifying.
Awful. It makes you jump like you're 8 years old again
as
trying
a,
to
As a younger man, I
energy.
Thought underwear were a waste. Like, why wear underwear? I'm going to go
always
with that.
Wearing underwear.
Hold on.
That was me as a younger man. I learned that lesson.
That's what I need to know. How young and who failed you? Because underwear is always a necessity.
It was like 14, 15 because I was rebellious. And I was like, hey, maybe if I don't have underwear on, it's easier to get my dick wet.
I have a friend that stopped wearing underwear. He never wore them.
And I have a buddy, Greg, who still doesn't wear underwear.
Well,
why are you friends with him?
His mom.
Why did that sentence start with, I have a buddy?
He's a cool dude.
I used to know this loser.
No, he's a cool dude. He drew me that Bob Marley picture that's over there.
Dude, guys,
I literally looked up to look for a Bob Marley picture, and I saw, like, this old lady with tits and then a jersey that says beers on it. And
yeah, I'm
like,
basketball.
Where is it?
Right there.
Our studio rules.
He drew that?
Yeah.
Hold on.
All right, when you do that, anyway. My friend who didn't wear underwear, right?
Again.
He just stopped randomly and didn't wear
it. Why are you friends?
Again, my friend.
I get it. His mom would do his laundry, and like after a long time, she was like, how come I never have your underwear in the wash? Like, she buys him all these new pairs, never sees them. And he was so embarrassed. This story ended abruptly because I feel stupid.
Wait a minute.
He was so embarrassed that he in turn made me embarrassed.
Who was more embarrassed?
I shouldn't have said the story. Delete the story.
Who's more embarrassed, the guy who didn't wear underwear or the guy who thought that was the best story?
I didn't say it was the best story.
Also, this dude had a plug for
free underwear. Yeah.
And he didn't wear them.
And he was so embarrassed because he's like, oh, my mom knows I don't wear underwear because she doesn't wash it for me.
Dude.
Again.
Why are you... Please, you don't talk to this person anymore, right?
Not often, no. He's an alcoholic.
You know why? Because he doesn't wear underwear.
Yeah, he still does.
And he lets his mom get away with calling him out on his no underwear.
He was probably just young. You learn stuff as you get older.
He still does it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I used to sleep naked, and now that I'm getting older and, like, Allie's starting to talk about kids and stuff, I'm like, I need to start learning how to sleep with underwear on because I got to be able to take care of shit at a drop of a dime at any time of that. Like, if an intruder comes in at 3 in the morning, I don't be fighting him with my dick out.
Maybe you
what
do.
What do you sleep? You sleep with pants on?
I know it's intimidating to fight with your dick out, but I still feel like I'm going to be, like, holding a pillow in front of me instead of, like, fighting him.
Do you sleep with your pants on?
No, I sleep in underwear now.
Oh, you went straight naked.
Yeah,
he was sleeping in the
nude. Yeah, I don't do that.
Years and years and years.
I hear it's the best.
People claim it's great.
I tried it as an adult, like, maybe a year ago, and I hated every second of it.
It makes you feel relaxed in some ways, but at the same time, it makes you feel unprepared.
Does your wife do the same?
She does all kinds of stuff. She's all over the place. Cool. She doesn't have a regimen.
She has no idea how she sleeps.
Yeah, sometimes she's got nothing. Sometimes she's like a full parka. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you wearing a pantsuit to bed?
I like the vibe.
She's all over, yeah.
I'm doing what the hell I want. Leave me alone. It's my sleep.
One night she's naked. The next night she's got her shoes on. I'm like, please, pick something.
I'm like the opposite, dude. I couldn't sleep naked. If I was naked, I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
I can't even be in my house. Dude, this is real. I can't even be in my house without socks on.
That's real weird.
I always wear socks.
I hate wearing socks.
Dude,
I
do too.
Socks and shoes.
This is the funny thing.
That's not true. How can you? You can't be in your house without them.
Well, actually, this is the deal. When the summertime comes, actually, maybe I should just say there needs to be something on my feet. So, like, I will.
Uh-oh, Brittany, watch out. This guy's got cold feet. Bing. I mean, that's stamp battle mode. Sorry.
That was pretty good. I'll admit that was funny. But here's the deal. Like, I wear Vans, no socks. They reek. Don't care. But I have to be wearing them in the house. Or I don't. Dude, because then there's like a scorpion or some shit that I don't see. I'm dead.
Dead.
That's the My Girl reboot.
Oh, yeah, right? Scorpion. Attacked by millions of scorpions.
We all saw Arachnophobia.
Why doesn't he have his flip-flops on? He should have his flip-flops on.
Dude.
Why doesn't he have his flip-flops on?
That's fucking good.
That was a documentary, dude. Arachnophobia. That's what happens.
When?
Go
ever?
Ahead. Go ahead. Don't pick up your room like 2 weeks in a row. Watch what happens. Be overrun with cockroaches and what are they called? Spiders.
I say the phrase, this is how people get ants at least 4 times a week.
Thank you.
Do you?
Yeah. It's because my wife's sisters are always getting pregnant.
Oh!
Snap out of mode. Sorry about that. Paul Anka, March 2nd, Mesa Arts Center for $1,717.
Who?
Paul Anka.
Oh, okay.
Too much money. Anka? Guess what? Hornets at Suns, March 2nd. For $6, so you use that promo code, all of a sudden you get $24 back.
14. All of a sudden you're standing in line at concessions, they're just handing you hot dogs.
A hot dog to make up the price. It's so expensive.
Gotta get a coyote dog.
Let's get into some sports with that Suns transy. Nice job, Joe. NBA trade deadline was today. Just happened.
You know how I found out about it? I saw a post that had a picture of Danny Ainge. Is that who it is?
Yeah. Well, it depends who you're talking about.
With Celtics.
Yeah.
Okay.
GM of the Celtics.
And is that a dog? So the GM of the Celtics.
Is it?
Is it? All right. Well, I was going to try to power through it.
No, I'm not. Because there's a dog.
Yeah.
Outside the studio.
My neighbor's
dog. So fucking loud, howling.
My neighbor's dog, whenever an ambulance goes by, it mimics it. So it's like.
I'm sure it didn't pick up a mic, but it was so loud in here.
Dude, I was sitting here like, just push through it, I guess. There's something real bad happening.
Somebody's murdering a dog.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were saying you saw Danny Ainge.
This is what I saw. It was like a blog from Boston, and it was like, Celtics make no moves at the deadline, and everyone's like, boo, everyone hates this guy. That's how I found out about the trade deadline. Everyone's just like, go to hell, Danny Ainge.
Fuck them. They owe everything to Danny Ainge. Sorry.
They owe a lot to Danny Ainge, but also Boston's big their big letdown was that they thought at one time they were getting Paul George.
Yeah.
And when you team up Paul George with Isaiah Thomas, who's averaging 29.9 points a game, and really the rest of that team, I mean, they would give up probably Jay Crowder or whatever. If you're Boston, you give up everybody but Al Horford and Isaiah Thomas to get Paul George.
Yeah.
Because then you have a shot.
You're at least in the talk.
Right?
Yeah.
And so they didn't do anything, and the fans are upset. And believe it so, because Toronto did do things to improve and make themselves better than Boston right now. You know, they have Lowry and DeRozan, then they make a trade for Serge Ibaka, and then today they make a trade for PJ Tucker.
Oh, my God. I'm so behind, dude.
Yeah, so yeah, they have Serge Ibaka.
That P.J. Tucker trade, it won this trade.
It won
the trade deadline, yeah.
It probably...
P.J. Tucker is an exceptional player, a good character guy, a good heart guy to have on your team. And the Raptors, that's a huge bump for them. He's gonna fight like hell for them.
So P.J. Tucker's played for two NBA teams in his career. He started with the Raptors and got cut, and then played in Phoenix for a long time, and now he's back in Toronto, which I think is great for him because he already knows what it's like to be there. They have him coming in. He's a rental guy.
Yeah.
Actually, I think his contract is probably a couple more years, but...
He's not just a rental for them. What I'm reading about that trade in particular is that... he's one of those guys you build around. The Suns.
You need to rephrase that, dude. You don't build around.
No, you don't build around him like. Yeah, you do. You don't build around him like he's a star player.
The Suns did. Look at where they're at.
No, yeah, you don't build around him like he's a star player.
Like one piece away.
He's a culture guy. He's a guy that you build your culture around.
Yeah,
he is
good
a
call.
Workman, and he elevates stars and lower level people on your team.
Yeah.
He is a plus one on the stats for everybody.
For sure. And they got him, as said a little bit later after the trade that I heard, they got him specifically to defend LeBron in the playoffs. Which. Okay.
They also got Serge Ibaka.
I know, but he'll at least, he bodies LeBron and in a series, maybe that's a problem. PJ being in Phoenix has only faced LeBron twice a season.
And annoyed the fuck
No,
out.
He didn't. LeBron still goes for 35.
He does. But PJ...
But then...
But over a series, it could be different.
With Serge Ibaka, all of a sudden, you're wearing him down a little bit.
They still have Valanciunas. Dude, that starting five could go Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, P.J. Tucker, Serge Ibaka, and Jonas Valanciunas. That's a really good starting five.
I would feel like it, yeah. I'd be okay with good that trades, being my dude. Starting five.
Good trades with Toronto. So let's talk about your Bulls, man.
Dude, just trying to go for that championship run. I see it already.
The Bulls ranked really well on the trade reports as well. But before we get to that,
surprise,
I'm
sorry, not number one.
Before we get to that, while we're on this subject, we got a viewer question, or not a viewer, a listener question.
Okay.
And it's about this kind of Suns turmoil that's going on as far as basketball goes. And it's, what if the Suns still had Bogdan, Isaiah Thomas, and Dragic right now? What would the team look like?
Okay. I've thought about this.
I've got the easy answer.
All right, you go then.
Better. Better than they are now.
Hindsight being 2020, let me give you this stat. The Phoenix Suns, Ryan McDonough, who's the GM, was 76-59 before the trade deadline 2 years ago. That was his record with the Suns, 76-59. Since that trade deadline 2 years ago, when he traded Goran Dragic and Isaiah Thomas and really changed the whole team, they are 51-116. That's awful. So that alone tells you that the question, if we had Dragic and Thomas, yeah, they'd be a lot better.
But would it? This was the question that I posed to our listener, is if we still had that team, are the Phoenix Suns competing in the West?
No.
No. But
so they're still, what, hovering around the bottom of the playoffs?
Yeah, but I think if you, man. So what I had heard was Dragic didn't want to be traded at all.
No.
He said, trade Isaiah Thomas. That's what he wanted. He said, I trade Isaiah Thomas. He doesn't fit here. It's annoying. Please let him leave and we're good to go. And then as it got closer and closer to the deadline, Dragic said, trade me. I don't want to be here anymore. I hate Phoenix. Because you're not doing anything about Isaiah. And then it just so happened they trade both of them. I think if they kept Goran or Isaiah, like, we just have Eric Bledsoe right now. That's it. If we had kept one of the others, I think we'd be a better team. I think we kept, not that Bledsoe's bad, I just think that we kept the guy that doesn't fit this team like the other two would have.
I can deal with that. Yeah. I think that's a good answer.
I think we need to have a friend of mine stop by the studio and go over this more in detail with us. His name is Kyle Flieger. And
what's up, Kyle? What's up, Paul?
Beat writer. What's up, Paul? Beat writer for the Suns. So he covers this subject intensively, and I know that he has a little more insight than I do. But back to what Chris was talking about.
That convo.
The Bulls got a grade of B- for their trade deadline moves.
I like their trade, dude. I agree.
Like a very casual basketball guy that I am. Just a hat enthusiast. I'm currently searching Bulls hats on the internet, but
just a hat enthusiast.
I just really like the Bulls hats. When I looked at it, I was like, "This seems." First of all, it seems like they can only improve kind of from where the Bulls are at right now because they're a mess. But then they got the point guard. He's like 6'3", right? I can't think of his name.
Cameron Payne.
Yeah,
Anthony Morrow and Joffrey.
Hold on, are you talking about in that trade?
Yeah.
Or the Michael Carter-Williams trade?
No, I'm not talking about the Michael Carter. I'm talking about this trade.
Okay. Okay.
Because that, I was like, I mean, that seems like at least something you could start trying to build around. So I was excited to see the front office be like, well, maybe we won't just take everyone who's had 10 knee injuries. You know what I mean? So
Doug McDermott wasn't going to succeed there.
No.
So fine. Send him to Oklahoma City where he probably will do much better.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Taj Gibson.
Taj Gibson was very good for the Bulls. I think he outplayed himself. I think he overplayed his contract, like what he's paid and what he did for the team. I thought he was great, and he's a USC guy, so it pains me to say that. But he was the guy I feel like Oklahoma City reached out to get him.
I feel like they needed the defense, yeah.
I don't think Chicago called Oklahoma City to make this deal. Oklahoma City called them for Taj Gibson. And these were all the throw-ins. But Cameron Payne has been backing up Russell Westbrook and done a really good job. He's a really good player. He's not, if he was a starting point guard for your team right now, you'd probably be in trouble. But give him like another 2 years, because he is a good player when he's out there. The other guys, Anthony Morrow, he's a throw-in. Oklahoma City didn't like him anymore because he's supposed to be a knockdown three-point shooter and he misses a lot. Yeah. And then who's the other guy OKC threw in?
I can't remember now.
Joffrey Laverne.
Yes, Joffrey.
Who they actually, Oklahoma City played him a lot. He's not bad at all. Just so if you're Chicago, he's taking the place of Taj Gibson. You'll get more offense. Your defense will probably suffer, but you get more defense. I mean, more offense. Do you guys see Roy Hibbert got traded for a second time in like 2 weeks?
No. What a bummer, dude.
He got traded to
that guy,
Milwaukee, and then he went from Charlotte to Milwaukee to Denver.
If it wasn't for a brief stretch, he would be Kwame Brown, right? If it wasn't,
well, he wasn't the number one pick of the draft.
I know, but if it wasn't for like
he got exposed in the playoffs.
Yeah, if it wasn't
for
a couple.
But he was great for them before that.
Right, if it wasn't for a couple of seasons where he was actually producing, he would be looked at as one of the biggest big men busts like ever, because his stats are just astonishing.
They're atrocious.
Yeah, they are.
For a true seven-footer.
It's crazy.
And he did. He put up great numbers in Indiana for a while.
The other big winners other than Toronto and Oklahoma City, who's being hailed as a winner, is the Mavericks. The Mavericks.
Dude, they got Nerlens.
Yeah, they seem to be the big winner.
They got Nerlens Noel today from Philly. He's a great player, man. He's Tyson Chandler, but Dallas gets their Tyson Chandler now younger. Yep. Tyson won him a championship. We'll see if Nerlens can do the same. And Philly got rid of a bunch of stuff. I mean, they got rid of Justin Anderson and Andrew Bogut, who already told Philly that he wants to be bought out. He's not even going to show up. And a pick. So that was a good one. And then the other one that I just paid interest to was Tyler Ennis, who the Suns drafted and then traded to Milwaukee. He got traded to the Rockets, then he just got traded to the Lakers today.
Jeez.
He has been on four teams in like 2 years, 3 years. Not great. Not great. And the Suns also got Mike Scott from Atlanta. All they did was pay cash. So who knows?
That's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah,
to that guy.
They paid cash for me.
I actually like Mike Scott's game. I like his game. I am upset that Phoenix honestly didn't trade for DeMarcus Cousins. I've gone back and forth with it because he's a cancer to every team.
He's not a Phoenix guy. Phoenix is very much a culture team.
Okay, and I'll say this too. I guess one thing that I'll backtrack and take it all. It would be nice to have a superstar here again. However, Sacramento
DeMarcus
had a superstar with a similar roster as ours.
Yeah,
they sucked.
Yeah, they had Isaiah Thomas and
they
DeMarcus
did.
Cousins.
Yeah. Now he's boys with Bledsoe. So that was their draws. Like they,
he is, but Bledsoe's more of a star.
And also, Bledsoe doesn't like Phoenix. He can't wait to get the fuck out of here.
I'm sure he can. not part of the culture.
I don't know. Devin Booker seems to be loving it. PJ cried today.
I bet PJ was a real hometown favorite.
Big
people
time.
People are going to miss him. I enjoyed watching his passion on the floor. Yeah. Even when we suck.
But are you surprised, Chris, that there weren't big trades today? I honestly thought there was going to be some real big ones.
I've been feeling that way with the NBA. And we're focused on NBA right now, so I'll keep on that. But the NBA and the NHL. I feel like both of those sports right now are coming up on trade deadlines, or the NBA's is past now. And I was like, I'm expecting something huge, right? And then what was the one with the Pelicans?
Yeah,
okay. That was like, I'm watching everybody blow that thing up like it was the most epic trade of all time.
Well, because of what Sacramento got, dog shit. Man.
Right, they got nothing. But I'm just saying, that's why I was like, this isn't the move. This is just like one team got fleeced.
They did. But
do you think in both those situations that it's because there's not a ton of parity in the league? So like in the NBA... If you don't think you're getting past Golden State or Cleveland, like just go into a holding pattern Yeah. Get your stock up until one of those teams falters and you think you can take them.
That's what the Suns
are doing. And in the NHL, isn't it a similar situation? I don't follow it as closely, but isn't there kind of their dominating factions, and then outside of that, you don't really have a shot?
It used to be, but they're now breaking out of that, where it's like the way hockey works, like once the playoffs start, it's wild. You never know what the hell's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, you have an idea, but now the NHL has started to get so much parity. There's so much now. There's super strict salary cap, and teams are going to lose one player per team to this new team that's coming out. So it's getting better, but yeah, it used to be where, like, if you had to play Detroit or, I don't know, Montreal or something, you know, you were just kind of like, I don't know, man, I don't think this is going to happen. A couple years there was if you had to play L.A. or Chicago, you just went home and then knew they were going to play each other.
To a large extent, that's Golden State and Cleveland in the East and the West right now. I don't think there's a ton of teams that think, like, I mean, OKC made some moves, Toronto made some moves, but they're like teams that are like, hey, we could be an upset. You know what I mean? I don't think anybody's like, hey, we made the move to be the rival.
I think Toronto has a chance to beat Cleveland.
In an upset.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Cleveland's still the favorite. With that said, I mean, I agree. This was the Suns, too. We had great teams, but we couldn't beat San Antonio.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like Toronto, you can't beat Cleveland, so you keep trying and trying. Why would you give up? Because you are pretty close.
Yeah.
But there's only like five or six teams that can do that. So you're right, like you just sit in limbo of why try now? Let's just develop young players and whoever sticks, that'll be our core.
Yeah.
And we'll just keep trying every year to bring young guys in with talent. It's difficult, man. It's difficult to ask a team to just go out and win every single year. It's not like that anymore. Not with free agency and these contracts lasting. You know, a 5-year contract is long, but it's not. It's still like, yeah, but then they get good in 5 years and they leave you.
Right, then you can't afford them.
Yeah.
Or they're Roy Hibbert.
Oh, Roy. Also, another thing is that TV ratings apparently have been down for the NBA, which I feel like they've gone up, but that's just an old personal thing because I watch it all the time.
My personal TV ratings have
it
gone.
It feels correct.
Yeah, but they say TV ratings are going down, which is going to do something about the advertising and all these TV deals that the teams have to sign these guys and trade for crazy contracts, which is why the Suns still have Brandon Knight because nobody can afford him.
Right.
Nobody wants a guy to... God, he's so overpaid. And so if that's the case and ratings are down, TV deals are going to shrink. No advertising.
Right.
So they just started putting advertising on jerseys for the NBA.
Which is the worst.
I don't think it's that bad.
I hate it.
It's small. It's up in the left corner, top left corner of the jersey. I don't hate it.
It looks cheap and dumb.
It does look a little cheap and dumb, but I don't hate it as far as knowing that that's where the money is then going to.
I mean, if they do it in... I mean, I'll still watch, but it bothers me.
I don't want it to be a fucking soccer jersey.
Right.
That's what it looks like. It looks like a European soccer
jersey. It doesn't look
jersey.
Like that at all. No, it doesn't, because it still says the team's name on the
and
jersey.
And LifeLock and Arco.
Yeah,
and
that's what I hate about the soccer ones. But the NBA ones aren't
Quaker
like
Oats.
That.
Shout out to the Chicago Fire.
I mean, I said it here before in the MLS. The
Summer's
New York
Eve.
Team was so smart. They're like, we'll just be the New York Red Bulls because you're going to sponsor us anyway. Put it all
Brilliant
over the jerseys.
Move.
Fuck them.
It was a great move.
That's a stupid move. That's how...
Pennsylvania Pepsis.
Basketball was so ahead of its time because that was their whole thing.
Yeah.
Every team was like,
yeah,
this is the Kotex Arena.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of killed it, didn't they?
I like that. And speaking of jerseys... Tom Brady's jersey that was stolen at the Super Bowl, they said is worth $500,000.
Yeah.
I'm looking at one on Nike.com for
$63. Well.
Try that punch drunk code. What happens?
Yeah. $40?
$500,000.
What?
Punch drunk reveals the true value. Anyway. Here's the thing. I think that jersey, here's what I feel like. I feel like this was a ploy by the cops to see if they could get someone dumb enough to expose they stole it.
Maybe.
This thing's worth $500,000. Then they're going to go on eBay and some guy's going to be like $499,999.
Buy now.
Buy it now. And then they're going to be like stung.
Did you guys see Tom Brady posted his suspect board?
Oh, no. Yeah, I did no. see that.
You didn't see this?
Yeah.
It's like exactly what a suspect board from Tom Brady sounds like. It's like a poster board with pictures and like lines drawn.
The yarn yeah. from one picture to the other.
It's like,
dude, how little does this guy care about anything?
He's like giving shit about it. Why would you?
Like, I got 5 rings or whatever now.
Is he living one of the top 5 lives in America?
He's sitting in his house trying to figure out who stole his Super Bowl jersey.
If he's truly personally happy, then absolutely.
Yeah.
But if he's like miserable.
Well, that's part of it.
And like,
do you,
you
think
know,
he's miserable or no?
He reached out to Mark Wahlberg and he was like, dude, I know who stole my jersey. Wahlberg said, Brady knows who took his jersey and he's coming.
And then Wahlberg's like, I also bought the rights to star in the movie.
No, I heard about Liam, the guy that had to fight off Tom Brady.
I heard Liam Neeson's in it. It's Taken 4.
Taken 4, Brady's jersey.
Yeah.
That's just all it is.
Tom Brady, I have some skills. And
I have a specific set of
skills.
Honestly,
I'd like my jersey back, please.
I have this very specific set of skills, but more importantly, I play in a very good system. And me and 10 other guys can definitely take care of this.
Belichick just run around, snap that guy's neck, jump over that wall, shoot that guy in the throat.
Cut the headphones off so they can't hear.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to torture this guy. Belichick's just mad.
We're going to make him watch old Patriots video.
We're going to watch him. Yeah, he's going to have to watch the 85 Super Bowl. He gets stomped on by the fridge.
This sounds like a movie that actually makes way too much money.
One of the best nicknames ever, too.
The sequel, they steal Gronk. And like, is this too much? Is this too real?
Did you feel like Gronk should have been allowed to party as much as he did?
No, he said he didn't want to.
Yeah, well, that's fortunate.
He said somebody threw him a beer, so he's like, all right, I'm in.
Oh, party mode activate.
How
Come
many parties
on, dude?
Have you like, guys been to? You walk in, someone throws you a beer, and you're like, I guess I'm not chilling tonight.
Honestly, people will throw a beer, and I just don't catch it. I let it hit the wall, blow up, and I'm like, I told you I wasn't partying.
Now you ruined this person's house.
Why'd you do that, dude? You? Why would you do that to
one, yeah,
yourself?
One, don't throw things at me. Two, your carpet's ruined. Whose fault is
you
this?
You hit that girl by accident, but you thought I was going to catch that. Why would you think that? You didn't even say anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I guess moving on. 500 grand for a jersey is a lot. Let's do
fucking
a
fucking suspect board is the funniest part.
It is.
Like, well, who's the lead suspect?
The Boston Bombers.
A lot of weird pictures.
Well, that's
going to
be a tough move for them. Well,
honestly, it looks
like. Is it Ben
like,
Affleck from The Town?
I love that movie.
I just love that either
Holy
Brady
that's
had
one of my
all,
favorite movies.
Brady had all the craft stuff to make a vision board, or he had to send somebody out to Michael's. Like,
make me a vision board. Here's what I'm seeing.
It's got like tape around the side. It's funny. It's funny.
Giselle's assistant had a busy day that day.
Yeah, Giselle's
or like for real, Tom. Like you're so bored, dude. Get a life. Open a business. You have
also,
the
who
money.
Gives a shit about the jersey? It's his 5th win. It's his 7th
yeah,
Super Bowl jersey.
He got the ring, didn't he?
Yeah. I don't think he would make that big of a deal of it. I think it's media and
yeah.
everything else making a big deal of it.
Honest to God, I bet you he gave it away. And then when they were like, it was stolen, he's like.
And he was like, protect it. Or the person was like, I'm going to protect it so nobody takes it from me on my way out. And they're like, oh shit, somebody stole his jersey.
I just got super trolled.
What happened?
So I didn't actually look up any of this stuff about Tom Brady because I didn't care. And this all this stuff about
this is good to hear from
all this stuff.
Where did he
about
come from? Where did he go? Stack Guy Joe.
All this stuff I'm looking at his suspect board. I was like, I better take a closer look and find out who his main suspect is. And it's him trying to be funny. Like it's got Swiper from Dora the Explorer.
Swiper, no Swiper.
It's got Gollum. It's got a creepy courtroom drawing of him.
You know what's going to be crazy, though, is when Andy Serkis is arrested for stealing his jersey.
Yeah. The guy that was from the O'Doyle family and Billy Madison's like, I swear to God, it wasn't me.
O'Doyle rules as he's going into the cop car.
Because he's on the list, too. So yeah, it's not a serious list. Right. I just saw a smaller picture and was like, "You fucking idiot!" This
no matter ridiculous. What, I did not. I still expect Mark Wahlberg to be in touch with these people.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg's like,
I could be
nah.
Smeagol. I could be Smeagol.
It was that Office.
I'm a
meme.
Fan of Wahlberg.
I don't hate Mark Wahlberg. I love Mark. Yeah. I don't really like his reality show about the burger restaurant.
I haven't seen that.
Not good. I watched a marathon of it in Las Vegas after I got ejected from the strip club. And not for reasons people would think, but for haggling prices. I didn't like the environment. I thought it was cheap. Anyway.
It's a long story.
Yeah, it's a long story. Come to a show. You can hear all about it, I promise.
Oh, it's so funny, too. Let's get into our salary game.
Money. It's a draft. I'm trying to think of like intro music for that. I don't know.
Yeah, money sounds good.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd's money.
Tune in next week for music during this time.
Yeah, no, maybe I'll just do an a cappella version every week.
Can you do that? Would you join an a cappella group?
I would, but I don't think they I don't think they would have me.
Oh, really? We only need one more person to be a barbershop quartet.
Would you be the test of calls?
Paul. Just to be honest, that's awesome. And also, to be honest with you, my grandmother was a world champion barbershop singer. So I feel like I got it in my blood somewhere. What? But good call. I heard you. Shout out to Paul. Let's get that guy involved.
What up, Paul?
Because it'd be like three guys harmonizing and one guy would just be like, right! Just yelling.
Yeah. Dude, Mr. Sandman,
bring me a drink. Anyways, salary game. The
Chris
salary
wasn't
game
into
where
it,
we
stay
get
tuned. He was. He's
stay
a
tuned
poser.
For our next podcast. The new one we're going to start, which is just a bunch of recordings of our rehearsals.
Yeah, dude. What up, Paul?
Salary game where I give you three different athletes and you try to give me how much they have made in their career so
Chris,
far.
Stop fucking with the mic.
Not, I'm just trying to be focused right
not
now.
Not what their current salary is, not what they're currently making, but how much they have made over their career.
Got it.
Coming up first.
Loser Chugs.
A guy whose career is over and only has raping women in Colorado left in his life. Ooh, Kobe. Kobe Bryant.
Kobe.
Just how from much basketball. Did he make?
Yeah. Just from basketball, career earnings, Kobe Bryant, over his career, how much did Kobe Bryant make?
$220 million. It's a lot of contract money.
Yeah, that's why.
That's a crazy amount of contract.
I'm going like $150 million. I feel like he was worth more than that.
That's a crazy amount, too.
Played for 20 years.
But I'm saying, play for 20 years. Okay, $160 million.
$160 million? I'll change it to
$160 million. I'm sticking with my Watch me be wrong now just because of this.
Without going over, Kevin was closest.
Whoa.
The actual total is $680 million.
No, it's not.
600. Google it, bro.
$680 million from basketball?
I wouldn't tell
Kobe Bryant will retire with $600 million in career earnings.
Oh, my God.
What? Was getting $30 million a year, and like you said, he played for 20 years.
I just, that, I must.
Oh, you're wrong. Oh, wait.
I love this show.
Okay.
You're so wrong. Okay, no, oh, wait a minute.
No, he is somewhat correct, because we're talking
okay,
total.
So what's going on
we're
here?
Talking total earnings. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had total earnings. His career earnings is $323
million. Yeah. I have three.
Career earnings is $323
million. Oh, so he was poor.
Holy shit!
So
dude.
Kevin is still closest without going.
I was
gonna
say 160, still not cutting it.
Stop!
$680 million is what he made for his whole career.
That's he made his first three seasons. He made
enough
like
to pay for his wife's ring.
$4 million his first three seasons
total, or each year?
No, total $4 million, and then it jumps up to $9 million the next year, and after that, it's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17. 19.5, 21, 23, 25, 25, 27, 30, 23, 25. He got paid $25 million that final year of his contract when he was doing nothing. Fuck, man.
Thank you for going through all that because it gave me time to make sure that this next one's not fucked up.
You got it, bud.
Clearly don't know.
That's 328 is a lot.
It's not 680, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
But
I believe 680 net worth.
680 net, yeah. So this next guy, not net, just career earnings. Sorry. Just career earnings, Philip Rivers. Oh. How much has he made in his career just off of football?
Old Philly Rivs. He's played for a while, all in San Diego.
I want Chris to go first.
I'm going to stick, actually, with my Kobe Bryant number.
You're going to go 160 or 150?
I think 160 sounds right.
Yeah, it's probably pretty good.
I'm not even, like, super confident in it, but I'm just thinking about his career, thinking about his pedigree. I think 160 is a safe move.
I would say 140. I would say 160 because I think you're probably...
I don't know.
Right there, two big contracts.
Yeah, I'm not super confident, but exactly.
And I think he signed deals when you could. He did when you could sign a huge deal before ever playing a game.
Okay.
There wasn't a cap.
So it's gonna be like $800 million.
No, I don't. I think 160, but I say 140.
Closest without going over is Chris. Actual total 173.
Oh, good call, dude. That's awesome. He's got like 90 kids.
Tie right now. Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. Tiebreaker. Here we go.
From hockey.
Oh, uh-oh. Yeah, so when I get it wrong, I'm going to look like a chump. Anyway.
P.K. Subban?
P.K. Subban.
Subban.
God, what a piece of shit.
Subban, anyway, did he produce the Power Rangers?
No, dude. He's so good. He's black.
P.K.
His whole career?
His whole career.
Yeah, he's been black his whole career.
Career earnings.
How many years he played?
He has played since 2009. And his contract that he is currently under goes till 2022, but we're just going off of what is as of
right now. He's been playing since 2009.
Yeah.
Okay. I will say $45
million.
Damn it, I think that's way low.
No.
Because of this new deal that he's got for so long?
No. You're right.
8 years?
I feel you're... Okay, so
as of the current 2016-2017 season.
09 to 16. So that's
7 years.
Watching Chris try and do inner monologue math is honestly, it looks like he's got a headache.
I'm going to go up to this point. I'm going 27.
Oh, that's pretty good.
$27 million is Chris's answer.
Could be way off.
Kevin's answer was $45 million.
Yeah.
Which is not out of the realm of possibility. I just don't know.
Closest with going over, without going over, is no one. Actual total as of the current season. It's $26 million, putting Chris
Nux, dude. Nux up. Good job.
Chris wins this round of how much money does that 26. Dude make?
Wow. Chug, 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 chug.
Get that beer, bitch. Get it, bitch.
26, really? Honestly,
$26,837,500.
So but here's the thing. 27. I wasn't that close because to me, 27 was like a minimum. But I was trying to incorporate like salary caps and rookie contracts.
To be fair, so well done. 26 is kind of the minimum. At the end of his current contract, he will have made $73 million.
Yeah, he's getting paid in the next 5 years.
I think he's getting huge money.
$10 million a year. Reebok.
Currently, he's making $11 million a year, and he came from $7 million the last two seasons. Right. But before that, he was making $875,000.
Right, he was making like league minimum for a long time. Well, not league minimum, but a low. But, dude, yeah, I was like, because he just came from Montreal over to Nashville, which is why I just had no reason to like him. But, damn.
Yeah.
I thought 27 was going to be low. I was thinking he was more like in the 30 range, but all
right. Right on for him, dude. Let's talk about another big money get real quick, because we talked about Mayweather and McGregor possibly fighting, which I don't think will ever happen, but who knows? Roy Jones Jr. calls out Anderson Silva to be on the card.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
I thought that was great.
And they're both like, yeah, let's do it. We're in.
See, that's like the kind of, that's what boxing needs more of. Like, I'm calling you out. Let's brawl.
Yeah.
I was pumped when I read
that. And they're
that.
Both like, yeah, it's a huge money grab. Like, we'll fight each other. No problem.
Who cares? Who cares? When you acknowledge it, then you know they're going to come out swinging on each
right?
other. It's a money grab. I'm going to knock him out.
And I don't think Silva stands a chance, even though Jones Jr. hasn't fought. Well, I think he fought
let me be honest
within the last year or two.
Yeah, if you're asking me this a few years back, no, he doesn't have a chance. Honestly, I think it's going to be a good fight.
I'll watch it.
But
entertainment value Junior, is huge.
Junior's going to win.
Yeah.
But.
Did you see his episode of MTV Cribs a long time ago?
I did. The best episode of MTV Cribs is Redman.
Can confirm. The watched shitty the YouTube, apartment.
Dude, watched I the swear to God.
2 days ago.
Swear you to God. You
just watched it?
Oh, I watched it when it happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me
and,
too.
And I was like, it pretty much doesn't get any better than this. It was I love hilarious. That he's just like, and this is where I keep my money. And it was just like a baseball hat in a cupboard somewhere. Brilliant.
It was so good.
I read an article where he said they asked him to rent a house.
Yeah.
They're like, can you please do something
no,
else?
No, but they do that to everybody.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You're kidding me.
Nah. The most obvious one ever, if you're questioning this, be like, no, it was always their house. Watch OC Umenyora's house that they do.
I don't even know who that is.
He played for the Giants. He was defensive lineman for the Giants.
Okay.
There is nothing in the house at all. There's one picture that he brought from home to put on the wall, and the rest is blank walls everywhere, barely any furniture.
Why wouldn't you put more effort into faking it if you're going
to fake it? I don't know. They're just, and he didn't say, like, the best part is he didn't say, I just moved in. It's like, yeah, this is my house. It's like, there's fucking nothing here.
Straight up been here, dude. Look at all, I don't like art that much. I don't like anything in my house.
Yeah. No, a lot of those were filmed at not their house.
You. Well, I guess that's
all
right.
It's all TV,
that's
bro.
Why I respect Redman, because he was like, no, you're going to come to my double wide, and you're going to see that I keep my socks just on top of the dresser and the coffee table like everybody else.
Like, this is where I keep my side chick.
I was just, it was brilliant. Brilliant. Redman's really brilliant. I think I could just kind of go off here, but I'm going to try not to, where I could just spend like 30 minutes talking about the virtues of Redman.
That Redman, Method Man duo.
Dude, Blackout.
Something that will live forever.
Blackout, dude. Oh my God. Let me just, I'm about to be like moment of silence.
Is this plugged in? Is the phone thing plugged in?
Could be.
I don't know. Do you have a wire coming from your phone? Okay.
Yeah, I know that, but is it registering?
The salt.
I think we're going to have a guest call in.
We're going to have a guest call in?
Yeah.
Well, what? I wasn't ready for this.
I know, me either.
Who's the guest?
But I just heard. Well, I don't want to say if he can't come on.
Literally, I was like, all right, well, we're about to wrap this up so I can use the restroom again.
Oh, we could do that.
Well, I don't want to just.
Well, I'll put for it on all hold. I
know, what if the guest is like Richard Pryor, you know, yeah. And I miss out on it?
Oh, this is Richard Pryor. My phone rings, and I'm like, hold on, guys. Ricky Pryor's on the phone. Let me just bust him in.
All right, leave you alone. What I'm saying is, I would have gone to the bathroom. It would have been a famous person with a huge opportunity for my personal career. Not you guys. He would have been calling you to set it up for me.
He said to call his people.
Because
and you're his only friend listed.
Because he was too scared to talk to me directly. I'm very intimidating. And I didn't want to miss out on it. So.
My cheeks hurt. Let's forget the call. Let's do.
Forget the call.
Yeah, let's just do it. We're not.
They
getting...
were begging, dude.
No. He can't call in.
He was sending texts like, please let me be on. And Kevin was like, absolutely not, dude.
He wasn't saying that.
I cannot justify
it. It was a super famous person from Minnesota. Kevin was texting with Josh Hartnett.
Is he from Minnesota?
I just Googled famous people from Minnesota and Josh Hartnett is first. It's either that or Peter Krause.
No.
Oh, no. PK and him and I, we're not friends.
Anyways.
Is it spelled with a K?
Bro, let me call in. Okay, good. Let me call in, dude. Lucky number 11. Let me call in.
Yeah, well, he can't. He just can't call in for like another hour, and we got to be at our show in another hour. What are you showing me? Who scored?
The Blackhawks scored 37 seconds into the game.
It's a good game, dude. Good game. What do you think the final score will be?
I think the final score of that game is going to be 4-2.
I say 6-1 or 6-0.
4-2.
All right.
Promise you.
Let's go to our city for this week. Jesus, excuse me. Which one athlete deserves or shouldn't have to pay for another meal again in the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Okay.
There's a lot.
Well, I had actually. two two that I felt really good about.
Okay.
And I saw two. I saw them both in the, what do you want to call it? Like in the poll when we were talking to people about it.
Yeah.
The what's it called? Fan interaction.
Yeah.
And they were Kevin Garnett. I would have put him in there. And Lou from the Minnesota North Stars. Now I can't remember his name. Last name, N-A-N-N-E.
Lou Nanny?
Nanny. Thank you.
Yeah?
Jesus.
What I had
I literally blanked so I could see his face. I could see his jersey. I could see his last name. I couldn't say it.
I had Mike Modano.
Mike Modano's
from the North Stars.
Great choice.
Yeah.
I got no problem with Mike Modano.
I also had Adam Banks from the Mighty Ducks.
Very true.
Because that they were in Minnesota.
Well, and he played through that wrist injury.
Played
where
hurt.
He couldn't turn the stick over.
He went through a
over.
Lot during his time in Minnesota.
Yeah, he did.
Wrist injury.
And when he was at the Olympics.
Concussed.
Yeah. An Olympic medalist. Junior
remember, Olympian. Dude, because Bombay didn't want him to play because of the wrist thing. But he came back in triumphantly with his wrist.
He could move that stick.
Yep. You know.
And then when he went to high school, he had varsity freshman year.
Which was weird, you know, because he had that camaraderie with the ghetto kids from Minneapolis, but got to tell my mom to stop putting the horse turds in the recipe and stuff.
And
you know
spoiler
what I mean?
Alert, dude, but he ended up playing back with the freshman team to beat the varsity.
Which, can we be honest, that's where he belonged.
It is where he belonged. Oh, shit, the game starts at 7.
I feel like...
UCLA game.
Oh, also, shout out to Trisha, this lady I know.
Oh, yeah, what up, Paul?
Dude, She has this killer Mighty Ducks 4 idea that as I'm saying it right now, I realize I can't tell you. But
because it's going to happen?
Because, honest to God, if Disney even catches wind of her idea, they'll make it and they'll kill her.
Damn, dude, it's Knuckle Puck time.
Dude, ooh. Knuckle Pucks are, trust me, she's got the best idea in the world.
That should be the name of the movie. Mighty Ducks 4, Knuckle Puck.
Trust me, bro. Knuckle Puck, comma, trust me, bro.
Guys, what about Billy Haywood? He coached the Twins in Little Big League. Didn't quite make the playoffs because Griffey robbed the homer from Lou.
That's very true. Very true.
But really brought a lot to that city, and he owns the Twins.
Yeah, he was that close. Yeah. If it wasn't for Griffey, who has obviously been a superstar with some wrist injury
Randy
problems.
Randy Johnson came in and pitched.
I know.
Dave Magadan made an appearance.
I know that
wow.
We're being funny and fun right now, but I feel like this is the very first time that Stat Guy Joe is going to win the who doesn't have to pay for a meal in their city.
I have others on my list.
Who's else on your list? Because I want to know if this guy's on.
Yeah, read the list.
Okay.
Stop going with fucking.
Oh, and it has to be alive,
can't be
right?
From rookie of the year.
Yeah, they got to be alive.
Because
otherwise,
if it's not
Puckett
alive,
would win.
Right, Kirby Puckett is the king.
From rookie of the year.
Paul Molitor.
He played
Little
in Chicago.
Giants. Okay.
And they were, I'm not sure where they were.
Can't be from Angels in the Outfield. That was
that's LA,
California.
Anaheim. Okay. I have Joe Mauer.
I have not known one
Joe
person
Mauer.
Who has a
Joe Mauer.
Catcher for the Twins. He's from Minnesota, which is why I think it bleeds deeper.
Okay.
He grew up there, high school there, then drafted by the Twins, number one overall.
It's not beating mine, but okay.
I have Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett.
Good one. Good
Adrian
one.
Peterson.
Good one.
Because he's the best Viking.
But that's the thing is everybody like I notice a lot of the fan people were like Adrian Peterson, no doubt, and I'm like, well, plenty of doubt
plenty
in my mind.
Plenty of doubt
in my mind.
I agree.
His knees say otherwise. Anyway, go ahead.
Vikings team Randy Moss,
right?
What he did for Minnesota.
I agree.
They went 15-1 with him and Randall Cunningham as the quarterback.
Plus, people just like him.
Yeah. Well, now he's a really likable
Warren
guy.
Warren Moon?
No, because when you think Warren Moon, he's more Houston.
I'm just saying. I had that starting lineup with the practice gear.
None of these beat mine so far.
Paul Molitor.
I was literally going to wait till you were done and say another one on my list was Paul Molitor.
Yeah.
I feel like Paul Molitor's a strong case.
Twinsies. And Jack Morris. Twinsies
Ooh.
Also.
Jack Morris is good, too.
And I said Mike Modano.
I don't think as good as ones. Paul Molitor, though.
Mine beats all those.
I mean, he pitched 10 innings to win game 7.
Yeah, but that's his only thing. I'm
that's
just kidding.
Fucking incredible.
I know. I'm just kidding. That's like... That's shit that gets you free meals for the rest of your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Former professional wrestler.
Okay.
avid conspiracy theorist, huge following online.
Jesse the Body?
The governor of Minnesota.
I knew this was coming.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Damn it, dude.
Here's the thing, though. We know for a fact he pays for a lot of meals because
that's pretty good.
A lot of people don't like him, especially when he sued the widow of Chris Kyle over defamation claims in his book.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and he won money.
Shut up.
He won money because he was correct. I'm not arguing Chris Kyle's family.
This is what I'm saying.
What happened?
Dude, because Chris Kyle, like in his book, claimed
American
that
American Sniper.
Well, whatever the book. He claimed that he like knocked out Jesse Ventura for saying like bad stuff about America and the Navy or something. Don't quote me. Read the book. Let's plug the book because I feel guilty. But I saw this and it was like he sued for like, what is it? Libel, slander, defamation of character type thing. And he won. He won like a lot of money.
No way.
But it's like, dude, you won money from like the widow of an American hero.
Because some motherfucker said he knocked him out and he didn't. Guess what? I'm buying that man a drink next time I see him.
Guess what? That's fair because half of the country hates his guts now.
Okay, so that plays a part in it.
I guess it plays a minor part, but he was governor of Minnesota. You're telling me one of these... Fucking
I'm gonna double
Howard
check.
Boggs or whoever you guys said. I don't even know what the fuck you guys talking
about. Wade Boggs and Howard Johnson.
Just real quick, Howard Boggs is gonna be my new created player name.
I think he's got more face.
Oh, wait.
I think he's got more face recognition. He was the governor. He was a professional wrestler. I feel like he is the bigger personality of anybody we've talked to about. The closest one personality wise we've talked about is
Garnett. Peterson?
Not Peterson. Moss? Moss. Moss is the only other one I could see.
Look,
facially.
Kevin
you
Garnett.
You see him in a restaurant, and you're like, oh, fuck, I need to say something to this dude.
Don't downplay Kevin Garnett in that city, man.
I'm not trying to.
He was incredible. They didn't win a championship. I don't even think they went to the finals. They had Sun's disease where they would get to the championship.
But his passion rang through. But also, I think that... In a Midwestern place like Minnesota, you got more people that are like, fuck yeah, I'm on board with Jesse Ventura than you would if you were in a coastal city. So I think that people are really on board for what he's cooking. And they're going to feed it up to him for free.
You're still trying to hype Jesse Ventura.
It's happening.
I don't think it's that bad.
Let me just throw this out.
He's in there.
June 13th, 2016 at 3:46 p.m. Washington Post wrote this article in which a court threw out, it was almost $2 million, $1.8 million judgment. They threw it. They overturned it because a Minnesota jury decided that Ventura deserved $500K in damages and about $1.3 million in unjust enrichment.
That's 12 people out of all
which
of
is typically city. Awarded in cases in which the court finds someone unfairly or by chance made money at the expense of another requiring restitution. I'm just saying, not to cut into the legal jargon, but I just feel like there's a lot of people who would like spit on him rather than buy him food.
They would spit in a burger that they bought him and then served him.
If that's how it works, then yeah, you're right. Everyone's buying him a meal so they can spit in it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got Jesse the Body Ventura. We've got Randy Moss or Adrian Peterson. Who wins that one?
Randy Moss for sure to me.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got from the Twins, Maurer, Molitor, Morris. Hey, they're all M's.
Maurer, I think Molitor is the head of those.
Molitor?
I think nowadays
it's Maurer because he's from there.
Yeah.
I like true. Morris because I always thought he should have hooked up with Kapowski.
Anyway. Disgusting. Chris's laugh.
Anyway.
Ugh.
Maurer.
This is where we're at now.
Maurer could be good. He just endorsed a lot of, like, hitting products. I don't know. People might be annoyed with him locally.
Walking around town, the three of them.
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, Garnett from the Timberwolves for sure.
I'm starting to feel like Kevin Garnett's the one.
So
it's not Josh Hartnett?
Josh Hartnett is buying Kevin Garnett meals.
I would say I lean more towards Garnett because he did his final season there. Like, they brought him back. To do at the trade deadline, they brought him back, and then he played like a whole year in helping out.
Yeah.
And what he did for that city, he won the MVP there.
Yeah.
It's hard, man. I like Joe's argument, but I think Garnett, more recognizable that people love him and would do it.
Damn it.
Did not sue a veteran's family.
That it's got to weigh a little
bit. I'm not trying to, I'm just throwing it out there. Okay, I wasn't there. I have no idea what happened. I'm just saying that does affect people's perception of him.
And you don't think Madonna or Nanny are in there?
I think it's one of those things like we talked about in one of the previous episodes, maybe a generation back, absolutely. But I think nowadays it's going to be Kevin Garnett.
All right.
Man, Stat Guy Joe is pissed.
He is pissed.
Actually, his real name is just Joe. I don't know why I insist on call him Joe outside of here.
You know what? I was pissed until I saw that tickets for Bon Jovi at Talking Stick Resort are only $36 on SeatGeek. With that promo code, I'm going to see Bon Jovi for less than it cost me to get lunch.
Hashtag Philadelphia soul.
Hashtag living on a prayer, dude.
It's going to help me save up for those Joe Thorogood tickets that are $298.
Thorogood, bad to the bone, but bad guy is taking home that much money?
Talking Stick Resort, same place. Jovi's going for 36. Thorogood and the Destroyers, 298.
That's what it is. See, you didn't tell me that first. If I'd have known the Destroyers were with him.
All right, guys, let's get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you're hearing this as it comes out, man, come to the shows. Come to
Monkey Pants right now. Come to Monkey Pants right now. Come to Monkey Pants right now.
Rum Runners tomorrow night or Friday night. Tosos in North Phoenix on Saturday night. Stand Up Live downtown Phoenix on Sunday night. Guys, thanks for listening. And cash your checks at the bar. I don't have a slogan. Get down the town. You're thinking it's all good. You're quick to a small hood. Goons coming about a cut for your goods, and they all should. Any up, yap that fool. You want big money, kidnap that fool. If you up in the club, I got your pissed out. Money cast on fools at the bar for that crystal. The 87 stick up kids. What you mean to say? Get the fuck up on that 740 shorty. I ain't playing, it's flash that same time. Bang, bang time. Any up, nigga, it's game time. Hand over the ring, kick over the chain. Give me the fucking watch before I pop one in your brain. Stop playing these childish games with me. Representing 1718 dangerously. Nigga,